Hey there, incredible soul, and welcome to Like You Mean It, a podcast created to guide entrepreneurs, creatives, and ambitious souls like you to intentionally create a fulfilling life you actually love through mindset mastery, courageous confidence, energetic embodiment, and aligned action. Get ready for deep conversations with fellow changemakers, as well as honest shares and absolute fire solo episodes to give you a thorough look and feel for what it takes to live like you mean it and purposefully craft your own fulfilling life. You'll get tangible actions so you can move forward instantly. You'll get real, raw, and inspiring stories with juicy insights you've never heard before. And you'll even get activation codes so you can empower yourself and share your incredible gifts, which, P.S., are actually already inside you. It's time to be intentional. It's time to live on purpose. And it's time to craft the life you actually want. Now, let's have some fun. Let's grow and let's live like we mean it. Hello, beautiful soul, and welcome to another episode of Like You Mean It. I am your host, Noelia, and today's episode I know is going to be a really powerful one and quite possibly rather short one. And it's something that has come through for me recently, very powerfully. This message came through, and I even shared it in my stories recently, and I had people messaging me saying, I really needed to hear this. And that's what I love about these downloads or these messages, right? These messages that come to me from God, source, the universe, whatever it is that you may call it. And, you know, my spirit team and my higher self and my intuition. I have all of these things and entities and energies supporting me. And I occasionally get these intuitive hits, right? And this one came through very strongly, and it's about shame. So I'd love for you to consider where in your life you may feel shame, or remember a time when you had felt shame, or just feel into the relevance of shame for you in your life. Because shame is actually something that comes up for a lot of people that I talk to, a lot of people that send me messages online, and quite a few of my clients as well. And it's not always super obvious. However, it is very powerful. And what I've come to know and realize is that one of the easiest ways to spot where shame is holding you back, or keeping you small, or keeping you quiet, or keeping you from being seen, is if you just look at what it is you don't want anyone to know. What is it that you don't want anyone to know while you are doing your thing, while you are building your business, building your passion project, while you are journeying into motherhood, while you are starting a new job or on the job hunt? What is it that you don't want anybody to know? What is it that feels really embarrassing if people knew this about you? What is it that you feel you can't tell people right now because it would take away your credibility, or it would take away your authority, or how people see you, or it might create judgment? And a lot of the times that points you to what it is that you feel shame about, or what it is that you feel ashamed about. And the thing about shame is that I can't live in the light. I don't know who it is that says something quite similar to that. I want to say it's Brené Brown. Shame, when you allow it to see the light, when you allow it to come forward, when you allow it to come through, when you allow yourself to face it, you are taking back the power. And the biggest thing that if you take away from this episode, I want it to be this, is that the counter to shame, it's not praise, it's not, you know, shouting it from the rooftops, it's not anything grandiose, it's acceptance. It's acceptance. Think about it. if you accept the parts of you, the pieces of you, the moments of you, the things you've done in the past, the mistakes you've made, the situations you've ended up in, if you accept them for what they are, this happened to me. This is something I went through. I managed to go down this path and make this mistake. This is something that I lived through. I have been like this. Then you're taking the power back because you've accepted it. It no longer has the power. Your shame no longer has the power. You do. So the greatest source of your power lies in your greatest shame. And in accepting that, you, instead of making it a piece, a separate piece, and splitting yourself up into all these different little pieces and deeming one of the pieces bad and shameful, essentially, and negative and dark and whatever, and not meshing with the rest, you are allowing the pieces to come together. You are whole. And a lot of the times we let things like shame and being ashamed and embarrassed about things break us into pieces. We're not broken. However, we have parts of us. We create parts of us so that we can hide them, so that we can try and push them down. And that's what we do with shame and the things that we're ashamed about and embarrassed about. And when you accept them, you take the power back. And you can allow yourself to heal if healing is what you need. You can allow yourself to figure out a solution if a solution is what you need. You can share it with people. You can integrate it into yourself and into your business so that people see you, the real you, the layers of you, the complexity to you. And I guarantee that so many people are going to be able to resonate with what it is that you have been so ashamed about and so embarrassed about. They're going to be able to connect with you. They're going to feel like they can trust you because they are no longer just seeing the highlight reels. Highlight reels have no shame. There's no shame in a highlight reel. So when you accept these pieces of you, these parts of you, you get to be whole. You get to move forward. You get to be more fully. And that's the beauty of acceptance. And I'll tell you what, in addition to the fact that it really frees you and liberates you to move forward and to claim your power and to just stand in your truth, it also takes away the immensity of what it would be if someone called you out for it. If you're ashamed because you're someone who has been stuck for a long time, you just don't get into action, you haven't gotten into action, you've been in your head about it, you feel like you've been lazy about it, whatever it is, and then suddenly you're starting to do the thing and someone calls you out and says, you're probably not going to keep doing this. You haven't before. You've been lazy before. You haven't been consistent before. If you don't accept that that is how you were, that is how you have been, that is what, you know, the stories and the beliefs had led you to do and act in those moments, if you don't accept that that was a part of you and how you were, you're genuinely your shadows, then that's going to trigger the F out of you. It's going to trigger you like no tomorrow when someone calls you out on it. And then you're going to spiral and you're going to get into your head about, oh my gosh, this person's calling me out and I feel really defensive and now I'm really mad at them. And is that how they see me? Oh my gosh, I'm being judged. Maybe they're right. And then suddenly the self-doubt spiral happens. And you're giving shame more power. So when you accept these parts of you, accept the parts that you feel the most shame about, you get to move forward through these moments of where, you know, you may be confronted with your shadow. You may have people call you out on something. You may have a comment left on your social media regarding it. Someone might poke a hole and you know, try and out you for it. Whatever it might be, they might try and bring it up. They might try and talk about it, and suddenly the power is no longer in that thing. So your reaction to those moments is no longer really triggering. It's not really setting you off. It's not really causing you to doubt and to spiral and to overthink and to overwhelm and to feel not good enough because you've accepted, yeah, mate, it wasn't pretty. Yes, I was like this in the past. Yes, this happened to me. Yes, I made those mistakes. Yes. And here I am now. And this is what I'm doing about it. And this is how I've changed my life. And this is the path I now choose. And that is a beautiful part of me. As ugly as it was, it's also a beautiful part of me because it gave me XYZ. Do you see how acceptance gives you power? Do you see how acceptance causes something that potentially could have been negative or damaging or spiraling or, you know, triggering, and suddenly it is powerless? Those moments no longer have that sort of power because you do. They are no longer really triggering. They're neutral because you've accepted it. So I really want this to land. I really want this to hit your heart. I really want this to, you know, encompass all of you. I just want this message to really get into every part of you right now. And I want it to feel like a big hug, like a big cuddle, like you yourself are cuddling yourself. Or you can think of me cuddling you. I'd love to give you a big hug. And I want it to feel like you are being hugged and protected and squeezed and held in these moments where you get to navigate through your shame and you get to accept it. And you get to learn how to accept these parts that you've been ashamed of how long it's taken you, of how many times you failed, of all those things you said that you now wouldn't dare to say or now don't agree with or align with, of all the things you had said and done, of all the things you'd quit, of the diseases you got, of the people you'd been with, whatever it might be, whatever it is that's holding the power right now, whatever the thing is that you're ashamed of, you're embarrassed of, that you're giving power, I invite you to just be cuddled, be held in this while you learn to accept it. And if you do this, please let me know. Send me a message. Let me know how it feels. Let me know what this process is like for you in taking your power back. And I guarantee you, if you have a business, if you have a passion project, if you have a social media presence, if you have connections in your life, everything will deepen. Everything will amplify if you accept these pieces and parts of you that you had labeled with shame. I guarantee it. Momentum will be out of this world if you accept the parts that you have shamed. So I hope this lands. I hope this is helpful. This came from the heart, as you can tell. And I know this is going to be really, really powerful. And I'm excited to see the messages and to see the impact that this really has. I love you so much. I wish you well. And I cannot wait to chat with you on another episode of Like You Mean It. Till next time. Yay! Thank you so much for tuning into another episode of Like You Mean It. I am so grateful to have you here. If you loved this episode, I would love to hear from you. You can find us at Like You Mean It Pod on Instagram or at It's NOELIAT on Instagram. And I will pop these in the show notes for you as well. Send me a message. Let me know, what did you love? What was your biggest takeaway? What was your biggest aha moment? Or what are you excited to implement off the back of this episode? If you feel inspired and aligned, I would absolutely love for you to take a moment to hit those 5 stars and let me know what you love about Like You Mean It, the podcast. Thank you so much. I'm so excited to have you tuning into more episodes of the podcast, sending you so much love, sending you so much light, and I can't wait for you to go out there and create a life you really love and live like you mean it.